Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right up your alley.
It is up my alley.
Wholesome.
We won't have this, though, going at the Fairfield reunion
this
weekend.
No, you won't all just be linking arms and what, kumbaya or something. Yeah.
All right. The Eagles are not linking arms with Bryce Huff. They're saying be gone. But they had to work with him, rework contract and ship him off to the 49ers, which apparently still hasn't been officially announced, but I guess it's expected to be sometime soon. James, why isn't a post-June 1 thing already done?
It's a great question.
June 2nd.
That's a great question.
I mean, we are,
because it was Sunday and they were all off.
That's probably the answer.
So yeah. Today's the day.
I would think today. Yeah.
All right. So let's get to some audio that Elliot, and then we'll get right back to the phones. But Elliot had some interest in audio a couple days ago when the news broke that Bryce Huff was, you know, pretty much going to be shipped off soon, and Elliot really doesn't blame Bryce Huff to a large extent in a way where you can actually tell Elliot thinks Bryce Huff can still play when he goes to the 49ers and have success, which is news to me, but, you know, maybe Elliot's right. Baldy said something very similar. Maybe they're both right. Shocking to me, probably shocking to most, because I think we all just think the guy stinks. But anyway, here's something Elliot said on WIP the other day.
Let's say you get offered a job at a new company. You get offered a ton of money. Like this is something, this is a good financial opportunity for you. And then you get to that company and they want you to do things completely different than you've done in the past and made you successful. Like, maybe you could do it. Maybe you could adjust to that. Maybe you are still as good of an employee. But if you're not, I'm not really sure you would feel the blame there. Like, you would probably feel guilt that you couldn't do it. But why would they hire you and then ask you to do something completely different? It would be like if another company hired me and asked me to do a pod about the Toronto Maple Leafs. Like, I have certain skill sets that could allow me to do it, but I don't know anything about hockey or the Toronto Maple Leafs.
All right, so I don't think it's as extreme as that example, but what he's saying is that they didn't play him the way he was used to playing with the Jets. And he brings this point home. I'll play one more piece of audio and then react, Sean, because he brings this point home by Elliot says this.
The Eagles signed Bryce Huff and asked him to do something he had not been successful at in his career and paid him a premium based off how he was successful before. And you might sit here and say, well, just let him rush with two hands in the ground. Clearly, they didn't want him to do that. For whatever schematic reason, they didn't want him to do that. So that's why there have been players in the past that were busts. Like, I think DeMarco Murray came to Philadelphia with a bad attitude and it didn't work out. I think DeMarco holds blame for that not working out. I think Bryce doesn't really hold blame here. He signed. They used him differently. He didn't put up a fuss all year. Was he like Mr. Pumped behind the scenes? He wasn't playing. Of course not. Every time I talk to him, he's not like the loudest, most vocal guy anyway. But it's pretty clear they used him in a way he wasn't comfortable with, and it didn't work out. And to me, that falls on the Eagles.
John?
I'm amazed that it's considered acceptable by some teams to be so limited. You know, like the Jets said, we're going to use you just on third down, and we're going to say, hey, we're not, it's going to be a passing only situation. Go in there and get the quarterback. And that's Robert Saleh and that's where he's going again. Robert Saleh is now the defensive coordinator in San Francisco. He's going to use him in that capacity. It's such a limited capacity. And Vic Fangio, it sounds like he said, okay, we want you to do that, which you've been doing, but we also want you to be able to cover a tight end. And we also want you to be able to, you know, stand in a two-point stance on the line of scrimmage when we're in base and shock a pulling guard, you know, to set the edge against the power.
The way Nolan Smith
keep
was.
Your outside arm free against the stretch solid. You know, like you've got other responsibilities besides just go pin your ears back and get the quarterback.
Right.
And he apparently just was not good at these new job descriptions and so just didn't play.
It just strikes me as hard to believe a guy could be so good at getting the quarterback and so bad at the other stuff. Now look, Ben Simmons could run the floor, he could pass, he could rebound. He couldn't shoot. He literally couldn't shoot.
What Robert
Saleh? So maybe some guys just have these dramatic differences.
I think Robert Saleh is going to find out that weren't there like four sacks in one game out of the 11 that he had in a third down only capacity for the Jets 2 years ago? I think Robert Saleh is going to find out that the limits to his game are far too expansive for even his taste. Like right now, Robert Saleh is saying, okay, what the heck, for a third or fourth round pick.
Yep.
What do we have to lose if we get 10 sacks out of him?
Well, if you do, but if you don't, then,
but he's deficient in so many other ways. Yeah. Well, I appreciate that the Eagles, that Vic Fangio held his ground and said, hey, we want a complete player.
I agree.
And he's not.
And somehow they're getting a draft pick out of it.
That is amazing.
And somehow they're saving cap space.
Yes.
It's a whole nother
fantastic
thing.
Job on
all
that
right,
front.
So let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevrolet is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. All right, first poll question. Let's all go on the record and just yes or no. The question is not that it mattered in 2024 because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, but was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agent signing ever? Yes or no? My instincts is yes. I know we've batted around about 10 names today. I can't think of someone they've paid more and gotten less from. So I will say yes. Now, it didn't have the impact some of the other disastrous ones, but I will say purely player, contract, performance, yes.
It didn't
I think
have
it's
the impact of the other disastrous ones because this guy didn't even qualify to be on the field.
I know.
Incredibly. Right, this is a new level of ineptitude.
What's your answer, John?
I think it's Bryce Huff. Yeah.
Okay. James?
I'll say no, but I admit that it's hard for me to disassociate the fact that we won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So it's like hard for me to get too angry about it.
Who do you think it is?
Byron Maxwell. Byron Maxwell. I think it's Byron Maxwell. Personally.
But he wasn't like the worst corner in the league.
He was up there,
bad.
Man.
He was pretty bad.
You don't have to convince me.
He was one of the worst corners in the league, and he got $60 million or something.
Yeah, I thought he was going to be a great player, and it was dreadful.
Guys, I think he stunk. I'm just saying, do I think he was like the worst? I don't think he was the worst. But anyway, all right, Rhea,
and his
yes
attitude,
or no?
Was it? I mean, the one thing I'll say about
well,
Bryce,
it was so obvious in that Julio Jones game, the first game. It's all over. They signed a bum.
And that, so,
remember that? Game just, one, first quarter. Uh-oh, he stinks.
Maybe I'm being magnanimous
yep.
because the Eagles did win the Super Bowl, but I think Byron's way worse.
Okay. Byron worse than DeMarco?
These guys played.
No, DeMarco. See,
I'm with you.
I'm with you, John.
He didn't even play. He didn't even dress.
I'm with John.
He got $51 million, and he didn't even put a helmet on.
Yeah,
he played for a while, then he got hurt.
But he didn't play much when he played. There were games he would get two or three snaps.
He was inactive for the Super Bowl. That's the one.
Yeah, but even when he would play, he wouldn't play. You know what I mean? Like, he would get five plays or less.
He only once played, like, 80% of the snaps.
That must have been really early.
It was late during one of those
One of those throwaway games.
Oh, yeah, of course,
So, Rhea, your sense is Maxwell's the worst?
Yeah.
Worse than DeMarco?
Yeah, because there were expectations.
All right, John, where do you think the results came in? Again, the question was Bryce Huff the Eagles' worst free agent signing ever?
I think Nnamdi's going to cut into him a good amount. I'm going to say it's going to be close, but Nnamdi and Byron and everyone else might outweigh.
They do.
Yeah.
59% say no.
Okay.
But still look, a lot.
It is a lot.
That is close.
It is a lot.
You know? Oh, man.
All right. Second poll question is, which bothered you the most with the Phils this weekend? Lizardo kept in so long or Trey's defense? How do you think people voted, John?
Trey's defense.
It wins.
Yeah.
59%.
Man, these are both pretty.
Yeah.
Dicey, though. 59%. It's not overwhelming.
No, and it doesn't surprise me on either, because you can make a good case both ways for all four answers. I mean, you know. All right, let's get to Marcus in Perkasie. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Marcus.
I have what might be a stupid baseball question for you.
Okay.
So
that's nine.
I pose those a lot.
Nine innings in a normal game, just so you know. Innings.
Thanks, Joe. So, here's my question.
Yes, sir.
I played Little League a few years. I didn't really care for it or wasn't really good at it and that kind of thing. But one of the first things they teach you is if a ground ball is hit directly to you, you kind of kneel down and get in front of it so that if anything goes wrong, it hits off your knee.
Buttermaker style. Bad news bears.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. So do the pros just think that's beneath them?
Yeah. Well, no. The reason the pros don't do it is because it would be a bad fielding technique when you actually have skill.
And you have to throw to first base still.
It's good when you're 6 years old, okay?
All right.
But it's bad when you're 26 years old.
I kind of figured that was the answer.
Yeah. Take that, Trey Turner. Trey had a play. I forget which game it was this weekend, where he didn't get the ball to first base on time. It was a fast runner, but he just didn't do it fast enough to get a guy out. He should have gotten out. Didn't put proper zip on the ball. Like, you got to charge a ball. You got to be ready to rock and roll to throw that thing. And you can't do all that if you're down on one day.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. I had to ask.
Yeah. No, I get it, man. All right. Marcus, give me an answer for a movie or a show or something that's got a child somewhere in the title.
Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. Ooh, baby.
Okay. Nice. All right.
He doubled it up.
Yeah, he did double it up.
So, hey, Mike Quick was there last night.
Very
also.
Nice.
And Irving Fryer.
Oh, that's awesome.
Totally awesome.
We got to get Irving back on the show again. How fun was that last summer?
Oh, he was great.
Wasn't that amazing?
He was really cool.
Let me put that on the list.
Yeah. Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yeah, Irving.
I'm going to put that on the list. Irving is...
I thought Mike Quick looked very slender. He looks like he's in good shape, like he's getting in summer golf condition or something.
He's in summer golf condition in the winter.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? The only thing that prevents him from golfing more is he actually has to call Eagles games once every 7 days.
He's still a talented athlete, like smooth
Mike
in
was,
every way.
Mike was, I mean, for those on the young side, he was so unbelievable as a football player. And without the knee issues, would have so totally been a Hall of Famer. I mean, you can make a case You can make a case second best wide receiver of the 80s behind only Rice. You really can. Because basically they'd be like him and Largent. You'd have Art Monk. I'd have to figure them all out. But
Altoon.
Yeah, but below that.
Oh, I agree. Below. Yeah.
But Altoon's in there somewhere. But like I think Mike was probably the
He was up there.
I think he was probably the second best wide receiver in the 1980s. I really believe that. One other thing, back to the baseball question, John, where guys like I joking when I said nine innings for a baseball
game. I think
you're
right about them. Well, no, I know. I mean, I do think we're biased.
No, Mike was really, really legit. Like he was better. Steve Largent was a great player and a Hall of Famer, but
everyone knew it was like Steve Largent.
He was a possession receiver. He was a possession
receiver. Would break games.
Correct. Mike Quick would break. Correct. All right, so back to the point, and I was joking earlier when I said to that guy, like, nine innings for a baseball game. But you brought up old college girlfriends earlier, John, so let me circle back to this one.
Will there be
I don't know. You're asking me again.
You
I
can't
don't
help
you
himself.
You said you knew 100 people.
Correct.
Who were going to
well,
this.
Well, I haven't
were any of them
see, I haven't
ladies
seen,
you dated?
I haven't seen the list. I only know about 25 to 30 I've texted with. But I've been told by people the list had 90 as of about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I got to log back into the system. I haven't done all that. I signed up months ago. All right. Here's my point. First college girlfriend. This is true. And you got to really, really, and I'm not ripping her, okay? Wonderful person. You got to really, 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 really not know sports to not know this. Freshman year, first girlfriend I ever had, freshman year of college.
Mm-hmm.
She knew who Babe Ruth was.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That is incredible.
That's pretty
tough.
Truly
that's
incredible.
Tough.
That causes you to question.
Especially back then. Like now, today, it'd be a little less weird if someone.
30 years ago.
What's she been
back
doing
then, Babe
with
was like, everyone knew Babe. I mean, yes. Babe Ruth.
Did she live
what are we doing here?
In some remote place?
No.
Her whole life, was she in like Fairbanks, Alaska?
No, she was from Connecticut. She didn't know Babe Ruth. I mean, it was.
So did you dump her?
I will not answer that question.
I mean, did this create problems?
I know what your question is.
Because
do not
the lack of connection.
No, we got past that one quick. But anyway.
Quickly, huh?
Yeah, no, she was very cool. All right, let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
I just want to point out.
John is really being a butthead now.
I find it incredible that Joe, he still maintains positive relationships with his exes.
I do.
So that's why, I mean, it is
an
interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
If those exes are going to be there.
You're still
this
just
weekend.
You're just trying to cause problems.
It's just amazing that you're able to do that.
YouTube,
congratulations on that ability.
People
that
on something. YouTube, look at this guy's face. He knows. He just knows. He's being Dennis the Menace. All right. Talk about an old reference, Seltzer.
Yeah, we noticed.
Golly, wow. Mr. Wilson.
All right, Time's Yours is brought to you.
Gee Willikers, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, that was
That's
another
what
one.
He said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Time's Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I've been watching baseball going on 51 years. I've never seen a negative x-ray and a player needs a week off because he got hit by a pitch. Love Harper. Throw some ice on it, buddy, and get out there and play baseball. This is a joke. I just watched the Brewers pitcher get hit with a line drive, and he continues to pitch. Get it together, Harper.
Dude, well, circumstantial,
surgically
man.
Surgically repaired elbow.
That's not fair. We all know enough about hits. Some hits can do more damage than others. That's not fair.
So, Joe DeCamera's talking about returning to college. Joe, as the president and CEO of the Jalen Hurts bandwagon, I totally encourage that. You should go get your master's degree. So that way you won't destroy the 2025 Eagles season if you're constant harping on how bad Jalen Hurts is.
Destroy them. I prompted them to greatness.
Hurt them so bad they won the Super Bowl.
I pushed them and they heeded my words of get it together.
Well, I have great news and I have bad news. Great news is that Thompson shows he is among the living. He got thrown out of a game. The bad news is we have another Concrete Charlie in Philadelphia sports history. He plays shortstop, concrete hand.
Well, yeah, he's not a good defensive shortstop.
Welcome back, Tockett. Here's the difference. Tockett coaching the Phillies. Harper gets hit. Next batter from the Braves gets stuck in the head. What are we doing? Tockett's bringing back the heart and the grit. Give me some W's. I'm so happy Rich is back in Philadelphia. Welcome back, buddy.
I agree, man.
That was great. Good call, buddy.
Him in the head, he said.
Yeah, well, so if you missed it on Friday, we had talked on the show. We'd definitely encourage you to go back and check out that podcast if you can. It's right there on the Odyssey app. I mean, James, we covered a lot of territory with him on Friday.
I thought it was awesome, man. He was so invested in doing the interview, which, you know, he was, like, excited to talk to you guys, and that doesn't always happen.
And he sounds genuinely real excited to be back. So, I'm super psyched.
He's like, yeah, we can keep talking Eagles.
Yeah.
I was laughing about
that. Was good. Him talking. Yeah, John, you weren't here. He started the whole thing talking Eagles and the Super Bowl, and it was
awesome.
It was good stuff. And how he's, you know, friends with, you know, Schmitty back in the day and Barkley. Like, the players used to co-mingle more across teams than they do now. I feel like it's kind of started up a little bit with some of these guys, but 40, 50 years ago, I mean, you know, you had Jaws and Doug Collins were close and Pete Rose and all these guys would cross sports. With that said, time's yours. Let's shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
If you don't know, it was... Was it Pete Rose or Doug Collins that gave Jaws the name? I think it was Pete Rose, right? Gave him the nickname Jaws, I think.
Wasn't it Collins?
It's one or the other.
I think for some reason.
It was either Doug Collins or Pete Rose gave Jaws the nickname Jaws.
I think it was Collins, but I'm not
sure. It may have been.
Did he live down the street from him?
Well, a bunch of them did live close to each other. And then they had that famous photo in 80 when the four teams all got to the finals. And all right, Seltzer, $100 if you name the four people in that photo. So you got four famous Philadelphia athletes when they all get to the championship round.
Yeah, isn't it Bernie?
You're gonna get three out of the four, maybe. You're not gonna get four. Go ahead.
So it's Bernie is one of them, right?
No.
No, I'm wrong already.
Yeah, it's Pete Peters. That's the one.
That's the top one. Okay.
Well, that's
no one gets.
There we go.
No one gets that.
Who else is that?
Schmidt, Moses? Right?
It was Schmidt. No, no, it was Tug.
Oh.
Doc. It was Pete Peters, and what sport am I missing? Oh, and Jaws.
Yeah. Jaws.
All right, let's quickly turn to. We're looking for something great that's got a kid somewhere in the title. Let's get to Barry right now. Barry, give me a great answer. We're turning to. You can win Phillies tickets. A kid in a title. What do you got, Barry?
Sure. Child's Play.
I'm sorry, can you say it?
Already said.
Already given?
Yes.
Yeah, you got a different one?
Sure, let me see. You just said, well, I'm getting that. I want to go over the retaliation for Harper getting hit.
Yeah, he wasn't a fortunate son in that moment.
See what you did there.
Barry, that could be a big answer.
Okay, listen, first off, the guy who says he should get out there and play doesn't know what he's talking about, because on that elbow is a place called the ulnar nerve. When you irritate that by impact, you can hurt getting into a car and resting your arm against the back of the seat.
Sure. Well, Barry, not to mention swinging a bat with that injury and throwing a baseball from first to second with that injury. I mean, yeah, I thought that caller was off base. All right, Barry, we got to move. But
one other thing.
Yes, sir.
You have to de-escalate stuff like that, because we can get to situations where the dugout and the bullpen empty. You're asking guys who are trained to throw baseballs to throw straight right-hand punches. They can't do it.
Yeah. All right, Barry, you stay well, bud, and enjoy the Phil's games. We appreciate the call. John, I can't move fast past that guy.
That's okay.
He's got more wisdom than all
of
us.
He sure does.
You know? He's seen a lot, so we want to give that guy a little bit of time. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer.
Karate Kid?
Karate Kid or Teach Your Children.
I think it's Karate Kid.
Karate Kid.
I did, too.
Yeah.
Easy winner.
I think it's Karate Kid. That's a good answer. Ed, you're going to join us at the Phil's game. Congratulations. Everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Reminder, Joe and Hugh, they're up next from Doc Scoffout, and I'm sure they're going to have some interviews from some of the Eagles players, from great Eagles players and teams of the past. So be tuned for that. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.